You can never go beyond your source of supply. In other words, your source must be greater than you are. You can't draw from something that has less than what you have.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue in this series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers with part three from that series, Let It Overflow.
You can't just have a blessing without a burden, because that is the trying of your faith. God will, this morning, whether you know it or not, you're receiving the word of God that's adding to your faith, faith upon faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So you're getting a word of faith that's coming to you. You receive that into your life and you're built up. And then what happens sometime this week, sometime next week, God allows you to go through the trying of that faith. Because you can shout about it all you want to. You can read about it and say, I got 1,000 promises in my promise box at the house. And you can do all the calisthenics of religion. But until your faith has been put on trial and into the fire, you don't know what you've got. God does not trust, write it down, God does not trust what has not been tested. That's the reason why you're glad that the manufacturer has his seal of approval on whatever it is that he made for you that you have at your house, and he made it for a purpose. It is not to exceed the capacity of which it was made for. So therefore, you're not supposed to use the screwdriver as a hammer. The manufacturer made the screwdriver, and not only that, he made a common head and a Phillips head and a star head. And if you try to put the star head inside of a flat-headed screwdriver screw on there and you're trying to use it like that, it's not going to work because it wasn't made for that. It does not have the capacity for that. It came with a little tag that says, use this for this purpose. You can use this one or you can graduate to a larger one, but whatever it is, the manufacturer has proven that thing, put their seal and stamp of approval on that particular item to say to you, we guarantee, we stand behind what we have tested and proven. Several years ago, the president and owners of Toyota came to the United States when so many of these Toyota cars were crashing and the brakes were getting stuck or the accelerator was getting stuck, whatever that it was. And he got on his plane and flew from Japan over here and sat in front of Congress and apologized to the people and to the people of America and sat in front of Congress and said, our name is important and we're going to stand behind all these products because we manufactured them and we guaranteed them. I want you to know God is the one who made you. And God will stand behind the product and the capacity that he's placed you in. That's the reason why you don't compare yourself. I feel my help coming in now. You don't compare yourself with somebody else. Don't look at somebody else and say, well, I'm supposed to be doing that. No, you're not. You're a screwdriver with a flat head. Don't try to do what the Phillips head's supposed to do. And don't use your electric drill to drive in the nail. That's not what it's been manufactured for. You do what God has given you the capacity to do with. And when you do that, having done all, stand therefore and watch the glory of God come into your life. I feel like preaching. You must pass the test. Look at your neighbor and tell him you got to pass the test. I know you thought when you graduated you were not going to have to pass any more tests, but I got news for you. Anybody who's been walking with God for a little while knows there's another test coming. Either you're on your way into one, you're in one right now, or you're coming out, and I can tell the difference this morning by the way you sang Victory in Jesus in here. Who's where they are this morning. Some of you say, oh, victory, I don't know if I believe this. And others standing right next to you, oh, Victor, hallelujah, brother. Getting on your nerves because they're already come through their trial. But if you don't have a trial, you won't know what your faith can do. You got to pass the test. And your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. I just want to take a moment and just let that settle in. I want you to think about the last thing that you were walking through that caught your asbestos underwear on fire. That last trial that you were going through that you did not understand. You'd still, right now, some of you are sitting here and you still don't understand why you had to walk through that trouble place, why you had to deal with that, and you thought it was your wife, you thought it was your husband, you thought it was your boss, you thought it was the preacher, you thought it was God, you thought it was anything and everything, and you still don't have an explanation for it, but here you are this morning. I just want to say to you, you're in the right place to get the answer to your faith trial. Because nowhere out there is going to be able to explain it. The world has plenty of ideas and experts that will come up and say, well, this happened to you. And if you're not careful, they'll give you a syndrome for whatever it is that you just came through. I'm not talking to anybody here. They'll give you a syndrome, and if you find the right doctor, he'll give you not one but two prescriptions, because you know the first one is not supposed to do it all. The second one is to cure whatever the side effects are that you're going to have from the first one. Is anybody with me here? You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what you had to walk through that made you question your experience with God. There's only three or four of us that's ever been there before. I'm talking about the kind of trial that breaks your back to the degree that nobody had to ask you to come to prayer meeting. You just showed up because you needed God. Nobody had to ask you to praise God. Nobody had to ask you to be able to worship God, because the tears rolling down your face was an indicator. I'm walking through something that I can't explain, but oh God, I just want to let you know I still trust you. Have I got any help in here who knows what it's like to walk through when you don't have a feeling? Come on, somebody. I had somebody ask me the other day, Pastor, I just want the feeling. I need that feeling back. I want you to know, if you never get the feeling, if you got two hands of faith, God is going to bring you back to the place where the glory will rest upon your head again. Your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. And I've got news for you. Some people think that if you're a Christian, you have no troubles, trials, or problems. Now, whoever lied to you with that? Are you hearing me? That's a lie. In fact, the mere fact that you said yes to Jesus Christ, you've now opened up a whole new realm of attack from the devil. I know this. That the devil never attacks anything that there's not a spoil to be had. I got news for you. He's got to take somebody out in order to be able to stop them from accomplishing what God wants them to do. That's what the attack has been over, ladies and gentlemen. This has not been about just some attack on your life that's out of the arbitrary, out of the blue sky. This has been something that the enemy's been waiting and hoping that you would stop believing God and stop trusting God. But I got news for you. When the enemy tries to come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord says, get up. And go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. I got plans for you. Hallelujah. And some people look at Christians, they say, well, you talk blessing all the time, but you know what? I don't see you ever going through anything like I go through. You just don't know my whole story. You came in the middle of the movie. You ever had anybody come in the middle of your movie before? Act like you just got there with a silver spoon? I don't think so. I've had to pray long nights and cry a lot of hot tears to get to this place. I'm looking across this auditorium at some folks that would not be sitting here this morning had it not been for mom and daddy staying up all night long. See, come on now. I'm talking about praying all night long, wrestling with the devil all night long. And if it had not been for the Lord, God, they wouldn't be sitting here this morning. But the devil has got to be pushed back, ladies and gentlemen, because God is waiting to dump the overflow of the blessings of God on your life, and the next step you take can walk you right into the blessing that you've been waiting for all of your life. Sure, I got trouble. Sure, I got trials. weeds grow in my yard too. You're going to have trouble. Jesus said, in this life, you will have persecution. And you can't faith it away. And you can't say, well, my arm's not broke when your arm's up in a cast. My arm's not broke. Your positive confession ain't doing nothing. There's still some plaster Paris out there. You're going to have to endure through it. It's important for you to understand this, because the process of trying your faith is what brings you to the place where you can enlarge the capacity of what God wants to bring into your life. I want you to know the last trial was a test of your capacity to handle the next blessing. You cannot trust new wine into old wineskins. Matthew tells us very clearly that unless that you have been tested and revived and strengthened and the test on that wineskin has been done just right, whenever he gets ready to pour new wine in it and the violence of the fermentation starts taking place, it will break the old wineskin and spill the contents on the ground. And I came to tell you that the contents is more important than the container. You have to be qualified for a blessing. As I've told you in previous messages, you must meet the condition. God's blessings, however, will never disappoint. Have you ever gotten a blessing from God and went, you can do better than that? You want to know why it doesn't work like that? It's because God waits until you've exhausted your entire self. I'm preaching to you this morning. Why does God do that? Because he knows us. Look at your neighbor and put your little bony finger in their face. Tell them God knows you. He knows you. He knows you. He knows your email. Come on. He knows your secret email. Come on, somebody. He knows all your text messaging. He's watching you right now while you're watching Netflix while I'm trying to preach this message. But if you don't turn that on and turn this on, come on, somebody, you better turn that off and turn this on, because what I'm preaching to you today, heaven is waiting for your response as to what trial you're going to be able to endure and go through, as to how much God's going to open up the windows of heaven, because the capacity to hold what God has, Heaven is waiting on us to get to the place where we will run out of our resources. And earth says, now fill me, God, because I am empty. See, after you've been to the casino, after you took the bus to Biloxi, after you've already had the boat ride, after you've already eaten the most expensive meal, after you've done this, after you've had the car and the relationship and all the other things that you count up, after it's all said and done, and you come up empty. Am I talking to anybody in here? Let's just cut to the chase and let's just go to the smartest guy in the world. King Solomon said, I've had it all. Had 750 wives and concubines. Now I got news for you. I can only handle one. That right there tells me that he may not have been the smartest cat in the world. Come on, somebody. But the Bible said when Solomon got down to the end of it all and he was the richest man that ever lived, he had everything and anything he ever wanted, and he said, it's all vanity of vanity. It's leaving me empty and empty because I am not finding the fulfillment. And he said, I've come to the conclusion the best thing I can do is worship and serve the Lord, because he's the only one that can fill the void in my life.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.